Hello and welcome back to my Growing Money podcast. Now, today is a little moment of honesty. I started this podcast because I wanted to get information. Same reason I went back and did my MBA last year. I wanted to learn about something that has been a challenge for me for a long time. I had an awesome guest on my podcast a couple weeks ago, Dr. Jesse Jurgensen. And one of the things he talked about was money personalities. And for a long time, I was not aware of my money personality, but now I am more so. I have money avoidance. Now, what does that mean? For a long time, I turned a blind eye to the challenges of my finances. Part of it was just trying to adapt, trying to survive, trying to be where I was at as a business, a small business owner, and a person trying to survive with the challenges to my finances. Now, no excuses at all. This is not an excuse video. This is a full accountability video. This is me coming forth and setting out an intention for this podcast. I'm going to be having videos where I talk about with these guests that are absolutely awesome, that share all this amazing information with me about growing money. But I also want to have check-ins so I can share with people my journey and what I'm going through with my finances as I try to impart, to implement, I should say, the principles that I'm learning in the podcast and in my daily life. I was very lucky growing up. My parents worked really hard. My dad worked at a university, and I exited university debt-free. And I did not know how much of a gift that was. And to my parents right now, if you are listening to this on this podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And yet, after school, I went and lived over in Southeast Asia. I moved to Vietnam, where I live now. But then I moved back to the USA. And I didn't quite know what to do because I was one of many people who had a major in university that didn't really go anywhere. I was a history major. And as much as I loved what I studied and absolutely loved my professors, the only thing that you can do with a history major are essentially become a history teacher or go and study law or something like that. Now, the challenge was for me that I was sitting there going, all right, well, if I want to have any type of career, I need to go back to school. And I studied martial arts. And so one of the things that was interesting to me was to go and study acupuncture. And I actually loved what I studied. I went to school and was studying in a couple different universities in San Diego and Los Angeles. And one of them I still work with and love and respect. The problem wasn't there. The problem was how student loans were presented to me by a bunch of different schools. And I took out massive amounts of loans. Massive. I think I have student loans upward of $150,000, which is painful to say. And I know people will go, oh, dude, that was just dumb. To me, I was told that on the other end of my degree, I would be able to make a high-paying salary, that this was a medical degree, that the sky was the limit. It wasn't necessarily true. Now I have friends that have graduated with that degree and they are still floundering. I left school, stepped away from it because I didn't want to take out any more student loans. It was painful for me. And it was still going to be another $50,000 to finish the program. No excuses. No excuses. What I did, I did. Where I'm at, I'm at. But now I'm looking at what can I do to start getting my finances in order. I have about $10,000 in credit card debt. I have a bank account that does not have much in it. And I am looking at getting my life back on track. That's why I'm kicking this off. I have been absolutely in love with the steps of Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey to me is really interesting in his steps to financial freedom. One of the first things that he talks about is saving up an emergency fund. Setting aside your first thing that you want to set aside is $1,000 of safety. setting aside $1,000 for emergencies that you don't touch. It is your $1,000 safety net. And then after you have that $1,000 in savings, once you, the next thing you do is to create a, you start paying down your debt. After you pay down that initial credit card debt, you go in and you create more of a safety net by saving up 6 months worth of money to support you and your family. And then there's these other steps that you go through. And I'm starting out at step one, saving up $1,000. That's my first step. And over the next month, two, three, however many it takes, I'll be setting aside money to save up that emergency fund. My next step will be starting to tackle my credit card debt. Beyond that, I'll start working on building up more of a safety net and hopefully making big change. And that's one of the things that I'm doing on this podcast. It is possible. My next guest that I'm going to be having on, Michelle, did this herself. She went from insanely in debt to being completely debt-free in a short period of time. If you go to Dave Ramsey's page and you look at the people that have followed his program, there are people who paid down massive amounts of student loan debt in no time. There are people who have completely turned their lives around and fixed their finances. And that's my inspiration. So again, I'm here to tell people, what is my goal? What is my mission? What is my ambition? And to share with you my journey. And as I hit those steps on my journey, I'm sharing it on this podcast. Not airing my dirty laundry, but definitely talking about my journey to financial healing. One of the areas that I think we don't teach people about is how to address finances. But the other thing is, I think, how to talk about finances. You want to take the air out of a room, walk in there, and start talking about your financial troubles. And it's interesting because people don't know how to respond. People don't know how to talk about it. So maybe that's one of the things that we need to do. Maybe we need to start normalizing talking about finances. Normalizing talking about what's going on in our financial lives as much as we're talking about what's going on in other areas of our lives. Think about it this way. If a friend walks into a room and they say, I'm having problems with my girlfriend. Oh man, that's tough. You're going to sit and listen. You're going to sit and give them feedback. You're going to think about ways that you might be able to help them solve their problem. But if that same friend walks into the room and says, hey, I'm having problems with my finances. Man, sorry, I don't know what to say about that. And often because it triggers us in our own financial place. Oh, wow, God, I don't even want to talk about that because then I have to look at what's going on in my life. And here I am. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have this sit down and this podcast session is because every time someone starts talking on my podcast, I don't know, but if you guys watch the video podcast, you'll see the moments I get triggered. And I'll be like, yes, that's a great bit of advice that I'm not doing. And I think one of the things that, again, I want to bring up on this podcast and I want to talk about is to normalize people feeling safe talking about how out of control their life is. I'm going to be talking to someone on my Sean Trey Show podcast about their weight loss journey. Now, they haven't succeeded. You know, you see these videos about person that's like shows the before and then the after, they've lost 150 pounds. And they're like, yes, look at that. And where we all look at them and go, man, that is amazing. I'm interviewing a guy next week who's just in the middle of his weight loss journey. And he's like, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. Well, why do I want to talk to that guy who hasn't done it yet? Because he's in it and he's willing to talk about it. We all need to find a willingness to talk about the challenges we're having. So that's what I'm doing right now, talking to you all about the challenges that I'm having in my financial life. And I think that one of the things that I think that people are going to realize as they start talking about it is that more people are having challenges than they're letting on. And that doesn't mean that they might be broke or have no money at all. Maybe they have great cash flow, but they might still feel lost financially. They might still feel confused about what they're supposed to be doing. Because again, this is not something that we're educating people on. What is a Roth IRA? What are hedge funds? what are mutual funds? These are things that I want to find out. These are things that I need to be learning about. So if my daughter asks me, I'm like, yeah. This is the crazy part. When I start getting these show notes for this and I start putting together my notes, I'll throw things in the ChatGPT and ask it to spit it back out at an eighth grade level. Because that's the level that I feel like I'm at, even maybe lower at times, for some of these concepts. I was sitting there working with a student that I have as a private student, and I tutor her. And this girl is in the third grade, and she is learning about fractions and ratios. And ratios are actually awesome. But fractions, and she's learning about triangles and perimeters and circumferences and diameters. And it's quite advanced. And yet there's nothing about financial education in there. None of the numbers are talking about Michelle paid $5 for this product and she had $8. How much money does Michelle have left? Questions like that are not in there. I remember some of those questions in math, but they were few and far between all of the triangles, all of the algebra. And I'm not hating on triangles. I'm not hating on geometry. I'm not hating on algebra. But I'm saying we need this information because otherwise you get to where people like me are at or people that are further along than I am, people that are in their retirement age, and they are now stuck or they're in a really bad place because they didn't have anyone guiding them on this path. They didn't have anyone tell them where to go or how to solve these problems. So, what can we do? Well, the first thing that we can do is to be honest with ourselves about where we're at. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to be sharing with you how I navigate this journey, all the steps I take, and as I hit these goals, I'll tell you about them. As I deal with challenges that I have to navigate, I'll tell you about them and be honest through the process. Because at the end of the day, if we can learn about how to share these things together with other people, it'll be that much easier. And I hope that I can educate you through my journey. That's it for today. I hope you all have a beautiful day and are figuring out your journey to grow money. See you next time.